Hello, this is the Love Letter Squad. I'm Teresa Ayers.
And I'm Janet Gallen.
And we welcome you to
Love Letters Live, a show about love letters and the stories people have to share, experiences, blessings, victories, challenges overcome, everything that is part of life and that will end up saying to somebody, you've made a difference to me, and here it is in writing forever. It's an incredibly wonderful gift to get a love letter.
It's a gift to yourself as well.
That's right, because you get to bathe in the positive about somebody, and it really is a joy. So let's go right to our guest today. Our guest is J.R. Nerge, who is an interior designer and a jewelry designer and redesigner. So when you have jewelry that you're no longer wearing because it's out of date, you don't have to leave it in the drawer or the closet. You can take it to her and have it redesigned into something that says you today. It is really the ultimate in elegant recycling. So I'm going to go right to you and ask you to talk about you. And I know that you and your mother had a very special and interesting relationship. So I don't like to direct it too much, but could you start with that?
We did. We grew up in South Texas. My mother was half Mexican and half English and Scottish. So I have a lot of, I kind of call myself a mutt because I'm so many different backgrounds. But she was...
Was she raised in Mexico?
No, but her mother came from Mexico.
Ah, okay.
But she was, first generation Texan. Anyway, we lived in Brownsville all of our lives, all of her life anyway. And we had a lot of quite interesting experiences with her, and I learned a lot from her, and I am who I am because of her.
Now, what is that? When you say you learned a lot from her?
Well, she loved to bake and cook, and she was always trying out the new recipes that came out in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I do that also. I find myself doing that. So she loved to entertain, which I also do. Mm-hmm. I also pass that on to my daughter. Mm-hmm. She is a, first-class entertainer. You tell her about parties, and she's there. So that was the upbringing that I had, and I can see a lot of myself in her, a lot of the good parts that I like to say.
How nice. That's a wonderful thing to be able to say.
Right.
What was she like? What's your earliest memory of her, your earliest picture of her?
The earliest picture of her is I remember when I was about 3 or 4 years old, and she decided she wanted to go to beauty school. And so she had to take the train from Brownsville to Harlingen every day for the whole day.
How far is that?
It was about 30 miles. Mm-hmm. And the train station was close to our house. So she would go on the train every day. The train would pass right by our house, so I could see her, wave to her goodbye and watch her when she came in.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about that as a young child?
I thought it was a lot of fun. She got to go on a train. I wanted to go also. And I got to stay with my grandmother.
I was going to ask that,
That was also fun because my first language was Spanish.
I was going to ask that, yeah.
Because my grandmother was from Mexico. And she used to listen to the soap operas on the radio. And so I would sit there and listen to them with her. And at the end of the day, my mother would come home, my father would come home, and I would tell them the whole soap opera in Spanish.
Oh, that's great.
So that was a lot of fun. I remember that because they got a kick out of it. They would tell me, you always used to tell us about the soap opera and what was happening with all of those, stars.
Do you still speak Spanish in your life?
I do.
Oh, nice.
And so that was, I was, I guess, four. Mm-hmm. It's my earliest recollection of.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Yeah, so I was the one who had to learn how to cook.
Are they still in Texas?
They're all over. Oh. One of them is still in Texas, mm-hmm. but they're all scattered all over. The youngest one passed away a few years ago, but the others are in West Virginia and in Texas.
Okay, so go ahead. More about your mother.
So she went to beauty school, and she came back and went to work in a salon, and she used to take me to the salon with her. So I would just hang around there and watch her do hair, and later she had her own beauty salon. So she
Good for her.
Went through the whole life doing that, and then she got tired of that in her 60s, I think. So she went to work for someone else, and she gave up the salon.
Oh, in a salon, though, still using her same
skill. Uh-huh. Yeah, the owner of a beauty salon, and she thought, okay, that's enough. A funny thing is that after she passed away, I didn't know this, but when you go back and after the, funerals and all that, a lot of the gals that she used to work with came and told me that your mother was a real little impish little devil. And I said, what do you mean? You know, my mother, Miss, you know, straight-laced woman.
Uh-huh.
And
is that how she was at home, straight-laced?
Yeah, she was very, she was not, you know, funny and like they portrayed her to be. Mm-hmm. So I saw another side of her that I never knew. And I thought, that's interesting. Do you really think you know someone, or your mother anyway, and you really don't? There's a lot of sides to us that our children never see.
And are your children going to say that about you, do you think?
Yes.
Really?
I'm sure they are. Uh-huh. I'm sure they are.
Do you know what it is they may say?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask them, though.
Yes, you should.
Write me a letter.
Yes, now.
Not right now.
There
yes.
you go.
Yes.
So that is so, I hope you do.
I'm going to.
Because, and you know what's a really good way to do it, if you can bring yourself to do it, is for them to write your eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and send it to you as a love letter. Oh. We talk about that, and that's mm-hmm. how this whole business started, was with writing a eulogy as a love letter and sending it. Why should you have to wait till you're gone to find out what people really loved about you?
Yes,
and what
idea.
They will miss about you.
Mm-hmm. Another really good way to get a love letter is to send one. I've had this happen so many times when I will write a love letter to someone, and the person will be so touched, they'll say, I want to write you one, and they do.
Oh, but to ask for the eulogy in particular.
Yes.
You know, I want your eulogy. I want my eulogy. I want to see it now, and I want to know everything that you will always remember me by and surprise me.
Yes.
Okay.
I read once about start with the end in mind. So how do you want to be remembered and then live your life?
Exactly.
So that's what I'm trying to do now, is living my life how I want to be remembered. And I want to be remembered as you know, witty and... you know, good to get along with. I'm people always say I have great ideas.
Fabulous hostess.
Great hostess.
And what you won't say about yourself, but they will,
right.
is that you're exceptionally beautiful looking.
Oh, thank
See,
you.
You won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but somebody else can, and don't you wish it were a television moment?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
So, and you know, you can also write your own while we're on the subject.
I would find that hard to write my own. I'd rather have someone write it for
sure,
me.
Sure, but also, I mean, there are all kinds of exercises to do. But
I can write it for other people, right?
Yeah.
It's easier to write for someone else from your slant and your life.
Definitely. Okay, so back to your mother.
Yes. So I wrote this also last week because I knew I was going to come to the... To
okay,
this.
Well, you know, I know that we're going to do this quicker. Usually we do that more at the end, but I see that you've got a couple of letters. So let's read more than one, just to show people examples of beautiful letters.
All now, you said that your mother's passed away.
Yes.
Let's talk about
passed
that first.
Passed away in 1980.
And about...
I mean, 1990, sorry.
Let's talk about the butterflies and the Mexican culture belief. And
yes.
I
well,
like
that's
that.
That's in here.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's in the part of this. Little, it's a short little letter, but this tells a little bit about it, and then we can
Yes. Now, you. When did you write this?
Oh, this past week.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes, yeah.
All right. So, hey, Marge, I know you're here and you're trying to tell me something. The reason I know is that the butterfly paid me a visit. You told us that you would come back as a butterfly, and so you have many times. I am not slouching or walking jorobada, which means hunched. I still love cooking, even though I fought you about being responsible for dinners one night a week. I love to entertain, and I'm always trying out new recipes. That love has passed on to my daughter, Norma. She loves event planning, which is one part of her job. I'm doing what I love, design, in homes, jewelry, and clothes. Bill asked me what my dream life would be, and I answered that I am living it. My life is full of wonderful family, friends, surroundings, and opportunities. What else is there? A dear girlfriend gave me a jade butterfly for my birthday, and the note said, quote, "This little butterfly reminds me of its symbolism. The evolved woman. And so you are, Mom. That is what you were and what you passed on to me and what I have passed on to Norma. Your collection of butterflies was divided among us girls, and every time we wear one, we think of you. Thank you for your love, patience, and guidance. See you in the garden. Love me."
That's wonderful. See you in the garden. So that the lore is that people come back as butterflies.
As butterflies, yes. And that is in the South American culture. And I know it's in other cultures because since we talked about it, I researched it, and there's a lot of different cultures that have that symbolism. So she said, "Oh, don't worry, I'm going to be here. I'm going to come back as a butterfly." So in certain times, all of a sudden, there's this beautiful butterfly flitting around, and I always say, oh, there's Mom.
Oh, I like
watching
that.
Over us, or trying to be part of the party or whatever it is. So that makes me happy when I see that, because I feel that her presence.
Yes. And that's such an important thing. And I guess as long as somebody you love is still living inside you.
Yes.
They're still here.
She's still here.
Right.
And that's what I hope that will happen with me, with my daughter and grandsons and all that.
So I have a question.
Yes.
You know, we always say that a love letter isn't a letter until you mail it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've written to someone who's no longer here, you can't mail it. Who will get this? I mean, it'll be a treasure to somebody to receive this.
Probably my daughter.
Wonderful.
And my son.
Yes. Okay.
Because I keep a lot of letters. I have a letter written to each of them in case of my sudden demise.
Oh,
so I keep writing things in there about.
But will you do this in your handwriting and mail it to them?
I can.
As in
this one for my mom.
I did. Hey, Marge, I'm writing to you, but I'm going to send it to your grandchildren, so they'll know more about you. I think that's always a wonderful way to start. And then you'll have a copy also, but then now it can be one in their treasure box.
Wonderful.
And go to their children and grandchildren.
It just gives them ideas of, well, maybe I should do this. I know my daughter will probably do this because she loves letters and notes and journals and all that.
But getting something in the mail is such a gift. You know, on that pile of yuck that is our mail more often than not these days.
Mm-hmm.
There's some little sparkling jewel, and talk about jewelry design, you know, some little diamond right there on the top of your mail pile. So you said that you're keeping notes in case of your unexpected demise. What do you do in that regard?
Well,
what do you say?
I brought one with me. I think I did.
That's a lovely thing to do.
Do you have a special time that you do that, or just whenever something occurs to you?
When I was going on a trip a few years ago, I thought, what if something happens on this trip and I don't get to say goodbye?
Uh-huh.
So I wrote a letter to my son and my daughter, and I left them, you know, a letter to say, this is what I want you to remember.
Oh, so.
That I never got to say, so.
How excellent.
And where are those letters now? Did you send them, or do you still have them?
I have them.
I still have them
in an envelope. In case.
Right, those you don't want to send.
Uh-huh.
I understand that, because that is the...
Here's the key to the safe deposit box, here's the...
Oh, they should know that ahead, though, anyway.
Well, what's funny is when I wrote one, and I told my husband about it, then he said, oh, I have something to stick in there with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he's very, you know, cut and dried. Here's the key to the safety deposit box. Mm-hmm. Here, you're on it, so you can get in there, and here's this file and that file, and...
Also important, different than a love letter, but yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like everyone should have a set of directions of where everything is.
Yes.
Here's the will, here's the attorney, all that.
And then the I love you with it.
Yes.
To sweeten the whole sad, awful business of losing someone.
There's one here to my son.
Okay.
I wrote to him, if you want me to.
Short
one.
Yes.
And his name is Omar. And this was written February 13th. 2006. Omar, I want you to know that you were a joy to raise. As you know, my child-rearing philosophy was and is strict but affectionate. And when I see what a substantial adult you have become, I think it was a good philosophy. You were always encouraged to be independent and always finish what you start. Your healthy eating habits were probably promoted by our weekly grocery shopping excursions, where I always pointed out all the ingredients on labels that were not good to eat. I still chuckle when I remember the story of you going to the little store down from Acacia Lake Townhouses and throwing away your change in disgust because you no longer had your original allowance after you bought something.
Oh!
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
You have many special talents. Your leadership and how you get people to see your point, get along with each other, give you the grade, get the order, etc., is very admirable, as well as your ability to concentrate and soak up the enormous amounts of information you need to pass those formidable exams for your accreditations. I love your optimism, enthusiasm, intuition, and sense of humor. Remember, above all, you deserve as good as you give. Sometimes, usually, you have to demand it, and that goes for family as well. Your fan always, Mom.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I feel like applauding.
Me too. Beautiful. We could do that. So when you're gone, he'll find that.
Yes.
That's really...
Unless he listens to the radio program.
Well, he probably will. I'm going to tell him to. And this letter came about by taking you to ladies' workshop.
I remember that, yes.
I wrote
Thank
this
you.
Letter. I wrote the one to Norma, to my daughter, and then later to my mom, and I still need to write more.
Yes. Who else do you need to write them to?
To my husband, yes. To Bill, to some of my close girlfriends that I adore. Just keep writing.
Yes.
And I think it's the more you practice, the better you become.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you for starting this in my life.
Well, thank you for talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing. We talked to somebody recently, and he was talking about a woman in a small town next to where he grew up, in a town of 265 people in Florida, and that every time there was a newspaper article about anyone, she would cut it out and write a little letter and send it to the person. And he just broke into this grin and said it was just her way of spreading love full time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Those little notes. And, you know, what it says is, I know you're there, I see who you are, and you're worth something to me.
Mm-hmm.
So will you leave that in your handwriting? I see it's typed.
Yes, I will.
Because let's talk about handwriting for a minute.
Is that better in handwriting? Is more personal, I guess.
Yes, and your handwriting is so you.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you've touched the paper. You're all over it.
True.
Your hand has been just, you know, feeling that paper.
And the stationery, too.
And the stationery that you chose that's special. And we hear stories all the time, and you do in news items, you know, newscasts. Somehow what comes to the front is always when a letter from somebody, some celebrity has been found, and in his own handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
It is.
The magic of handwriting.
But it's fine, I think, to if you're comfortable drafting your letters on the computer.
Yes.
Then, I mean, that's the way I do it.
Me too.
And then copy it in your handwriting. And the other good thing about that is that then you have a copy of what you said.
Yes.
Yes.
In case
and
the letter gets lost.
Oh, good point.
Or you forget what you've said or, you know, whatever.
I didn't even ever think of that in case the letters get lost.
Sure.
And the reason I don't think of it is because the United States Post Office is brilliant. They are so good. What do they do? Billions of pieces of mail a week, and almost nothing gets lost. No. Things get there. But you're right. It can happen once in a while.
They'll lose your letter, though. That
yes.
important letter that you really wanted to get through.
That's true. So that you could redo it. Good point.
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing that I noticed about your letter to your son was that it was short.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't feel the need to cram everything from his entire life in there.
No.
So it leaves the door open to write another letter sometime.
And
letters.
Yes, and it was what you loved about him. That letter was about the other guy, which we say love letters should be.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're not the same as this is what I did last summer, or this is what I did at camp. This is about someone else.
Right, right. Yeah, it's fun.
So you have one more.
Oh, you want me to, do I have time for another?
Sure.
Sure.
Let's see. This one.
Now, talk about your daughter first.
This is my daughter, Norma. She's the firstborn and the apple of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a two-page letter, but...
What does she do now?
What is she like?
She is very outgoing, wonderful. I mean, people just love her. She walks into a room and lights up the room. Everybody wants to be with her. She's very talkative. She talks all the time, which I love. We talk almost every day. She lives in Texas.
She lives in Texas, yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's a big part of my life.
So when you say, I'm going to Texas, that's where you are. Okay.
Yes. So this is...
How old is she?
She is 41.
Uh-huh.
Yes. When her 40th birthday, I took her to Paris for her 40th birthday, and we had the loveliest time. So, here is, my dearest Norma, what a drag. I was hoping to live at least to 90-something. So I guess the saying, life is not fair, applies. And since that is so, you have to grab life by the cojones and make it happen for you. You are my wonderful and strong-willed daughter, which I adore, and don't believe for a moment that I am gone. I live in you. My blood is in your veins, and whenever you need my presence, just think of me. I am always with you, your guardian angel for life. Now that the gushy stuff is over, let's talk turkey. If the plane blew up or fell or whatever, we bought our tickets through USAA. That means a $1 million payment to the estate. Whoops. Bill just told me that he has printed a letter of instructions for Omar that tells where all the stuff is, i.e. key to safe deposit, blah, blah, blah. Sorry the house is such a mess. I dismissed the last maid because she doesn't clean worth a darn. Remember that I am so proud of your accomplishments, and I know that you are also. But please love yourself as much as I love you. Have goals, but don't be driven, because there is much to enjoy. Give my love to Lawson and Bryce. I hope they give you as much pride and happiness as you have given to me. I'll love you forever, Mom.
Oh, my. That is really wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes. So that's going to go in the box, and they know where that is.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I have a question for you, Janet. Of course, JR started these letters because she was going on a trip, and she's afraid that the mm-hmm. plane will crash into the ocean and her children will never hear from her again, mm-hmm. so she left this. What's a typical occasion for writing a letter? Does it have to be something like that, or?
That's such a good question. A typical occasion for writing a love letter, I think, now that you've mentioned it, is when someone occurs to you, when a thought goes through your head that you're so happy that somebody did something for you, that you're grateful for something, that you remembered that your Aunt Margaret baked a chocolate cake for your 16th birthday and how delicious that was. Sit down and drop her a note. Write her a letter. Every time you think of someone, that's a reason for writing a letter if you have the time and if you feel like doing it. I mean, that's a big motivation. You have to feel like doing it. But it's such a good habit to get into.
I feel like doing it, but the trip was like it made me do it.
Uh-huh.
Because I procrastinate a lot about things like this. So I thought, all right, I'm leaving in a few days. I have to write
what
these letters.
What if I never come back?
I have to write these letters. And I did. Mm-hmm. And now that I see them, and it's like, okay, I can go on now and embellish them some more and mm-hmm. add some things to them, which we always want to. Like, oh, mm-hmm. gosh, I forgot to tell her this about that I love about her. Or
wonderful
him.
Point.
And what was your experience while you were writing them?
It was tough for me to think of everything, so that's why they're so short, is that as I can expand on them, mm-hmm. I'll probably add more things of their life. Now, my daughter Norma remembers everything. Mm-hmm. She remembers what people were wearing, where they bought it, you know, when she was five. And she remembers things for me, so that's good.
That is good. And, you know, there's also such a thing as just keeping an ongoing list, a journal or some kind of a file, where you can just write down things as you remember some story about your children or your sisters and brothers or parents or friends. Just jot it down for later.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't wait too much later because, as Teresa always says, it's important to say what you feel while you still have the chance. Okay. And someday you won't have the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the other person's not here, because you can still write mm-hmm. to someone who's gone, as you saw by this beautiful letter to Jair's mother, but you can't do it once you're gone.
Mm-hmm. True.
And that's, I mean... And not to sound grim, but, you know, we read an article a couple of years ago by a man in Newsweek magazine,
mm-hmm,
was it?
Yes.
Under my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And he was lamenting the fact that he had nothing in her handwriting. And he was talking about his wife, who he loved. And he said, we had the love. I had the love, but I don't have the letters.
Mm-hmm.
He's got
mm-hmm.
nothing in her handwriting to look at now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a real sadness for him.
Well, that's good to remember that.
They're worth gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we need to be concerned that if we send the letters now, they won't be kept, because what we know is that love letters are always kept, nearly always kept.
Good idea.
Even
good
if
thinking.
A relationship is broken, mm-hmm. A love letter is kept.
That's true. Right. I still have some old ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can't throw them away. It's just, it's so hard. We had a guest on this show who talked about two romances he had when he was young, and they weren't right for a lifetime, and they did not work out as lifelong romances. But he went back to his hometown, 20 years later, and happened to see these two women, and he kind of kept in touch with them. They're nice people, as he said. They're just terrific, and this was nobody's fault. It was just life. Not every relationship, of course, is meant for a lifetime. And as he saw each one, she said, I have all the letters you sent me, and I'm going to give them back to you. So it was a gift that he sent to someone, and then it turned into a double gift because they didn't want him in their life,
mm-hmm.
in the same way, but they couldn't throw away the letters.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? It's like validation, though, of your lovability when mm-hmm. you see a letter from an old lover mm-hmm. that is no longer in your life. But I like to reread them because it just makes me feel, it goes back to the moment that I was loved by that person
That
time. And it's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm. We talk about that. It's still the truth mm-hmm. about how somebody felt at that time. And when you say validation and your lovability, yes. And that's the nice thing about keeping the letters is letting your children and grandchildren find them and great-grandchildren. And they'll know something about Abuela here.
Right.
That she was loved by many. And who doesn't get a kick out of that?
Oh, lovely.
So, JR, you're going to embellish these. So this is a start.
It's a start.
And then what kind of paper will you use?
Beautiful paper.
I would imagine.
The one I used for Norma has flowers on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It probably came from your workshop.
It
also,
did.
Yes. You recognize that?
Because stationery speaks itself.
It does. So I have beautiful stationery that I've been collecting, and that's what I'll write them on.
Yes.
And I try to write them to just little notes on beautiful stationery so people can say, oh, look, that's from JR.
And it speaks you.
And I embellish the envelopes also. I have lots of decals and stickers and flowers and vines and things that I always like to make it look different.
Because it is the gift wrap.
It is.
You have a daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Who is Japanese?
Yes, Shoko.
Yes, and you brought something to me one day, and it was in the most beautiful bag. And you talked about the Japanese tradition of gift wrapping, of the what you present the gift in.
It's almost as beautiful as the gift.
Yes.
That is, it's part of their culture. Every time she gives me a gift, I save the wrapping. Or when her mother comes to visit, they always have the custom of bringing a gift to someone. And I look forward to keeping those the wrapping.
Yes.
And then I make them into little envelopes or something else.
Yes.
You can
and
also use them for envelopes.
And the envelope is the gift wrap
on
your gift of a love letter.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'm excited about that.
Well, thank you again, JR. This has been a delight.
You're welcome. It's been a delight for me also.
Yeah. So please keep writing and let us know what happens. We love to hear
what
happens next. Of course, we never write a love letter with the expectation that we'll get anything in return, but so often we do.
That's right, because it's a gift, and you don't get a gift for what you get back. But usually you get something.
I got a gift just from being able to write these letters to myself.
Ah, there you go. Okay, again, we can retire. Yes. Thank you, darling. That's the gift. It's a gift you give to somebody else and to yourself. And why not put your best self on paper? You know, how in the privacy of your own space, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can just present the best side of you.
Well, you ladies are doing such a wonderful service to us.
Thank you. We love it.
Adore
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's our joy.
Yeah.
Please, we'd love to hear from our listeners, and that you can visit us on our website at www.lovelettersquad.com and tell us what you think.
And let's think of JR's website.
It's,
you do that.
designsbyjrn.com.
Okay, designsbyjr.com.
J-R-N.
J-R-N.
Dot com.
Of course. Dot com. Thank you.
So, again, thank you for joining us. We hope you'll tune in every week at this time to Love Letters Live. And, again, we encourage you to put your loving thoughts and sentiments into words and send them while you still have the chance.
Yes, and if you think you need to wait for a special occasion to write a love letter, please remember that writing a love letter is a special occasion.
Okay.
And leave a wonderful loving trail behind you for your children and grandchildren and friends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, until next time, with love from Teresa
and Janet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.